Saturday.
You're listening to On the Hill, On the Air.
I'm lonely, but I can't wait.
Oh, hello. I'm Sebastian.
And I'm Adam, and welcome back to our weekly briefing.
That's right, ladies and gents. We will henceforth be publishing a podcast once a week, giving you the lowdown of what's happening on and off campus.
I think you're forgetting that almost everything is off campus right now.
Oh, right.
Anyways, these weekly briefings will be slightly different than the ones before, as we will be focusing solely on positive news.
In this time of uncertainty and fear, many instances of positive outreach have popped up, such as John Krasinski's Some Good News, which is available on all social media, Tank's Good News on Instagram, and goodnewsnetwork.org. Go check them out if you need to brighten up your day.
Speaking of Some Good News, John Krasinski, who you may know as the messenger number 3 from the 2004 movie Taxi, is hosting a virtual prom today, the 17th, for all seniors that will be missing prom this year.
If you want to hop in and get your own dance party going, it will be hosted live on YouTube at 5 p.m. PST, expected to go into the wee hours.
On to our first topic. Sebastian sent out an email to all the faculty the other day, asking them to tell us what they've been doing with the free time Corona has given them.
And a wise man once said that we have to have a non-biased way to order people, so we are starting with the first response to that email.
We begin with Mr. Weidlich.
Meter Weidlich has been learning to play tennis with his left hand to better understand how to teach beginners. He's been gaining confidence by bashing a ball against a wall.
And I quote the main man himself, jogging. Ugh. Hats off to all the cross-country runners, track athletes for their mental toughness, he told us. And he continued, thank you for keeping our community connected. My eyes hurt so much from computer time. I miss everybody and encourage students to get outside and move around. Peace.
Moving on to an update from Ms. Cooper. Although teaching virtually is taking up a lot of my time, she says, I have also started making sourdough bread again, as well as spending many hours making cotton masks. The masks are being donated to the hospitals and elderly homes for patients. Thank you, Ms. Cooper.
She continues, I have also planted my garden with lettuce, snap peas, zucchinis, and tomato. I enjoy working with my students, taking walks, now that the sun is out, riding my bike. Hope everyone is staying healthy and taking time for self-care. Ms. Cooper.
For all of our students out there, be sure to check your emails because there are constantly new games and events being organized by our student leaders.
This includes getting murked by Andrew in Fortnite, repeatedly. If you have any suggestions for any podcast segments, let us know. We're happy to try anything you throw at us.
Thank you.
And good night.
As a quick note, I would like to apologize for the poor audio quality of certain segments. We recorded Adam's dialogue by having him call me, which went from my phone to a Bluetooth speaker, and then from a Bluetooth speaker into my microphone, and then from that into the computer. And so it was definitely not the most efficient way to do it, but we're trying our best and we should have better results in the future. Anyway, this has been On the Hill, On the Air from the OVS Journalism Department, and thank you for listening.